USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says U.S. troops may remain in Afghanistan beyond his August 31st deadline. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said that troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out.
Does that mean troops will stay beyond August 31st if necessary?
It depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to evacuate. Biden says the goal is to begin to airlift 5 to 7,000 people out a day. The State Department says that about 2,000 people have been evacuated in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The State Department said Wednesday that American citizens and Afghans trying to get to the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul are being stopped by Taliban checkpoints across the city. The Taliban had previously made public statements that they would allow safe passage to those who wished to leave the country. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says that the U.S. is using all of its resources to put pressure on the Taliban to allow free passage to the Kabul airport.
We have seen reports that the Taliban, contrary to their public statements and their commitments to our government, are blocking Afghans who wish to leave the country from reaching the airport. Our team in Doha and our military partners on the ground in Kabul are engaging directly with the Taliban to make clear that we expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals, and all Afghans who wish to leave to do so safely and without harassment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The White House announced its anticipated recommendation Wednesday for a third dose of COVID vaccine. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is telling Americans to get a booster shot. At the White House, Biden explaining it's easier to get the third shot, saying folks will show up with their vaccination card and get a booster. As far as why now is the time to get your booster shot, Dr. Susanna Mills tells USA Radio News.
So the idea of this third shot is really to boost back up the immune system's response to the COVID virus. As it starts to wane, which we believe happens about 8 months after completing your first vaccination series.
September 20th, the first day those booster shots will be offered. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hurricane warnings are in effect on the Yucatan Peninsula as Hurricane Grace is forecast to make 2 landfalls in Mexico. The storm is expected to make landfall in the eastern Yucatan Peninsula Thursday morning, moving back into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday night or early Friday. Packing sustained winds of 80 miles an hour, Grace is expected to bring heavy rains to the peninsula, triggering flash flooding as well. And cell phone carrier T-Mobile confirmed Wednesday that personal data from millions of their customers had been stolen in a recent cyber attack. The company says that the data of about 40 million people had been accessed, including names, dates of birth, and social security numbers. T-Mobile saying that account numbers, passwords, and financial information was not part of the data accessed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.